Oh, that's real good, man. Wow. Althea Renee in the moment. Hey, welcome everyone. This is the Boomerang Radio Show right here on the Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network. We circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with the finest in broadcasting found anywhere around the world. And welcome to the set, my dear friend, Ann Wooten Till, my dear friend and host of the Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. Hey, good evening, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm terrific. It just seems like it's you and I here tonight.
Well, you know, that ain't never stopped nothing.
You know, not here. Absolutely not here.
We have been able to get this done before.
We've done it before. Just the two of us. Just the two of us. That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's always been fun. We always have a great show. And, you know, as a matter of fact, it's going to be very interesting. Now, Mike told me to let the panel know that he's going to be out for the next couple of weeks. Now, is next Sunday Easter?
Next Sunday is Resurrection Day.
Yes, okay, so we won't have a resurrection. Yeah. We won't broadcast that day. Mike said he has a prior engagement. I like to say he's out on assignment. Okay.
Well, okay.
I see Dr. Sims is trying to get connected. I think she needs to connect her mic and camera. So okay. We'll get to that. And I haven't heard from Dr. Demery or Danny, but that's okay. We're going to do this thing.
How is Brother Tisdale? It's been a minute since I've talked to him.
Oh, he's great. The last time I spoke to him, he was on, I think it was 2 weeks ago. I think you were off one night, one Sunday you were off.
Okay. And he was there.
And he was there. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a while. Tell him I said hello.
I most certainly will. So we're going to have a very interesting show. Oh, before we do that, let's do give us a brief, synopsis of what, your show was about yesterday.
Oh, well, we had a fan favorite back with us, Marie McKenzie. As you guys probably recall, she asked me to be one of the co-authors in the anthology From Stuck to Limitless. And so we were talking to her yesterday about her sexual recovery group. It's the International Sexual Assault Recovery Institute.
Okay.
And so we were talking about the Institute, how you can, you know, get her services and that type of thing. Basically, as always, she's a wealth of information, you know, whether we're talking about statistics on sexual assault, how people are given different techniques to deal with their sexual assault triggers. She basically just, you know, told us, her story and how what happened to her led her to be a blessing to other people. It was an awesome interview.
Yes, yes. Well, she's always, well, you know, I know she's a fan favorite, but we are also fans of hers.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Yes, we're fans of her. Always delightful. And she loves this network, and I love her for that as well.
Yes.
Dr. Sims is still trying to get in. So we've got, coming up Tuesday, I want the audience, please tune in Tuesday. Bring your children, and sit them with you while you're listening. It's going to be a very valuable, conversation. On Tuesdays, I started a show called Groove Swing Speaks. Mm-hmm. Groove. Now that's two organizations coming together. I'm a member of the Groovefy Groove national organization, and also our sister chapter is Swingfy Swing. Now, you know, it's not. Yeah,
I love the names.
Groove, oh yeah, Groove swing and Swingfy Swing. Well, see, we and it was formed on the thing that we don't want to be a traditional fraternity, and the ladies didn't want to be a traditional, you know, sorority. Yeah. And of course you got your Kappas, you got your Apples, you got your Qs.
Did you say apples?
I said Alpha.
Really? Oh, okay.
Apple.
I was about to have to say.
Can you imagine a fraternity called Apple Phi?
Hey.
Apple Phi Psi. Oh my God! You know they. You know they're not serious. It couldn't be. But anyway, so we didn't want to be the run of the mill. No disrespect. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I absolutely love all of those fraternities and sororities. I have nothing against them at all. No, nothing at all. I'm not going to spread or drink the haterade. I'm not going to do that. Distribute rubbish.
Apparently, Bruce, the entertainer says, sending love and blessings to y'all. So he was not offended.
No.
Thank you for tuning in, Bruce the Entertainer. No, we're glad to have you with us.
No, actually, I have friends that are, and I think Dr. Dimmer's a Kappa.
No, he's an Alpha.
He's not. Roy Boyd is an Alpha.
I believe Reverend Demery and I are brothers and sisters.
I bet you five. I bet you a dollar.
I bet you. Make it light on yourself.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. Ann is also a trash talker, and she's a and you play cards too, don't you? You're a card player.
Do.
Yeah,
I do.
What's your favorite, spades or?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. How about
I don't play for money. Well,
not now.
I play in a tournament for money, but ooh. Not. You know, just one-on-one,
no. Uh-huh. So you've been in a tournament.
And we'll win, yeah.
And you won, too, huh?
We win, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We used to play all the time.
Okay.
For money when it was,
and guess what? It was fraternities and sororities that were holding the tournaments. Yeah. And so, let me ask you this now. Do you play poker as well?
Andre plays poker. I'm not a poker fan. It's boring to me.
Oh.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like somebody tricks some people into playing the quiet game.
Oh, that is too funny. That is too funny. Now,
I can't do it. Nice.
Oh, boy. Hey, but you know, I have, I'm going to get back. Folks, we promise to get back to the subject, okay? But Anna, we like, you know, we like talking, having a conversation. It's like we're having a conversation like we do over the telephone. And you guys you guys have to be listening. But thank you so much for your diligence. Stay tuned. I promise to get back on subject here in a minute. But out here, one of the favorite games here in Richmond is Bid Whist.
Yeah, I heard of that one. It seems like it's the polar opposite of spades, the way I understand how it's played.
Yes.
I've never played it.
Yes. I learned about spades after I learned how to play Bid Whist. And it's, you know, don't play for money. It's just a whole lot of fun and bragging rights. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you have your partner, and you also need a partner in that game. If you got an awful partner, Oh, and then we play rotation. Let's say there are eight people in the room, and you have four teams, right? Mm-hmm. Well, if you lose, you're getting up.
Well, yeah, that's the same thing with spades.
You gotta go, partner. You gotta go. And I remember, when I first came back, I hadn't played this thing in decades. Came back and had some people over, and I got stomped on. I was mad.
Yeah, they spanked you real good. That's how you learn. You don't like to lose. You
no. And so, and they were talking trash too in my house. I said, okay, all right.
Yes, sir.
When they came back the next week though, I got my revenge.
Well, you remembered how to play, didn't you? I all came flooding back after that butt whooping.
Even though there was no money involved, it was hard for me getting to sleep. I said, doggone it. How could I let this happen? Okay.
Oh all my right. gosh. My husband, when we were younger, in college, if we were on a losing streak, he would not stop playing. I'm like, Dre, it's tired. I'm ready to go. I went to bed, and then I got up the next morning. They were still down there playing because Andre's like, I'm not leaving till I win. Like, okay. If you can find somebody to play with you, y'all have it. Because I refuse.
Well,
it's not our night, partner. Let it go.
Well, you know, guess what? There's value in that lesson there. Andre is one that will not give up. He's determined. So guess what?
Yes.
You put that energy towards something positive. You got a winner, partner. You got a winner. Oh, wow. But anyway, let's give it, you know, oh boy, Tuesday. I was on Tuesday night.
You said something about Tuesday, listening with your children.
Yo, yeah, bring your children in. And so the Groove Swing Speaks, what it's all about, we bring on each and every week, we bring on professionals. We have one gentleman that's on the panel. He's a patent and examiner. He's a patent examiner.
Oh, cool.
So you want to get your patent, you know, you just hope that you get him. Because all patent examiners are not made equal or treat you fairly. You know, you put your patent through and you have somebody and there's more, he takes more into his profession than the average one. And so what happens is you put your patent in with him. If there's something that he thinks that you need to tweak or whatever it is or change, he doesn't do it for you, but he gives you some ideas. Okay, this might work if you do this, you know, ABC. All right. And he said he takes pride when that patent goes through because the person who submitted it, they met all the criteria and he was there to help. I mean, it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. So I had to ask the question. I said, are all patent examiners, do they all operate the same way you do? Okay. Mm-mm. All right. He said, nope, not at all. So think about that. Imagine how many people submitted a patent that could work, but because you got someone that's lazy or just really didn't care, they're just there. Okay. You made it. Okay. Nope, you don't. I mean, just that cut and dry. But I that was fascinating. Last week we talked about mental health and we had a person who has her master's in dentistry, and I know I'm butchering this thing right now, but anyway, just brilliant, brilliant, brilliant lady. She has more credentials than I can name right now. But we tied that into your dental health and mental health. And do you know there is a connection there? Mm-hmm. There's definitely a connection. Brilliant. Oh, perhaps. Oh, I told her or mentioned to her I would love to have her on some of our other platforms. You know, I was thinking about you.
Oh, you would, I would love to talk to her too.
Okay. I'm going to get her number and I'll send it to you. I have her number, but I'll send it to you. Okay.
Yeah, you're supposed to be doing that with somebody else.
Remind me who it is that I'll do it.
I think it was, Miss Aldridge.
Oh, maybe? Dr. Aldridge? Oh, okay. There she is.
Hey.
Hey, Dr. Sim. She's been trying to get in, and I saw you, and it says device is not connected, you know.
We had this on Thursday. Hi, Ann. We had this on Thursday where I had my show, and it just blacked out my screen.
No.
My guest was there. I said, the devil is really cockeyed lie. It's only cracking.
Well, you know, now you got a new computer too, though, right?
No, I got some monitors. I'm looking like a spaceship in here, and
I
plugged them, thinking it's that, but it's not. It was that. In fact, I have to go a different route to even plug into your studio. I have to go the Facebook route. That's never happened to me, so I don't know whose finger is in the tail, but they better get it out.
You know, when I have new guests on. No, I understand, because when I have new guests on, it's the same thing. But it's before, terrible. You didn't have to do that.
Not all of that you didn't. And you know what? It's this AI crap. You
know
what I'm saying? No, I'm not going to say that, because
they'd be knocking at my door if I tell them to come knock at the door. I don't
see no computer. I, you know, I'm not going to disagree with you at all. It is, because it's just strange. I have to go. Usually I just touch on your email, right?
That's exactly right, to get in.
Now I have to go and copy the code and then go to Facebook.
That's ridiculous.
And last week it just blacked me out. I said, you know, somebody Call me if you're mad. Don't act a fool. Just call me. Well, just talk about it, okay?
You know what I have to do now? Oh, so Ann, your guests, yeah, they don't have to go through that, right?
I forward the link to them on Saturday mornings.
And right?
That's how they get in. I mean, I haven't heard anybody say that they've had to go through Facebook or something.
Absolutely.
Well, so, my guests didn't have to do that. I mean, they just...
It's crazy.
Just like you did it with me before. Like, I was able just to click on.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Had your guests... Have they been on before, or these were brand new guests?
No, they've been on before.
Ah, and that's the key.
No, I've had some, because this one's a old school student of mine that I had on. We were just talking. I needed a man's perspective on the relationships and stuff like that.
Okay.
And it was very, very good. So he just, because he'd been in the school, that's what it is. Why you always black out, William, when we talking to you? I don't want to talk to your logo.
Let's see.
Shoot. You already.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are listening to the audio only, you don't understand what's going on. But if you're on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn and you're listening in, I black on my screen. Okay, let me explain to you what happens. I black on my screen for a reason.
Yeah.
If I have to move around or for whatever reason, I don't want to see the audience move. See you. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I don't want the audience to see me moving.
You turn it off because you want to see all this beauty over here. You don't mean.
I don't need to turn it off to see it.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Okay. I opened that door. I'm sorry.
And I want to know. We haven't even gotten to the topic yet. What's going on with your sister?
I'm testing.
I am observing.
I was here early, and it just didn't let me in.
Well, what does that have to do with me blacking out my screen?
Because every time we start talking, you black out your screen.
Don't worry about it. I didn't black out yours.
You know what? I can't with you. I'm done.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You gonna call me in a few days anyway about something.
I'm not.
What yes, you are. Tell
people that. Lord have mercy.
Oh, yeah. You better call on him.
He wants a girl to call.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to observe.
You know what
Ann is going into the judge mode here now. I see what's going on.
Yeah,
she's sitting up on the bench. She said, let me see what information I can... Let me see who I can incriminate.
Lord help
me. Okay. All right. I'm pleading the fifth. I'm pleading the fifth.
You don't know how. You do not. You literally do not know how.
What do you mean I don't? What you mean I don't know how to plead the fifth?
You don't.
I just did it.
No, you said I plead the fifth.
Okay.
And then you just kept talking.
Audience,
now.
Tell you
somebody knows how to plead the fifth.
Okay, to my listening audience out there, our global audience, please forgive my sisters here. Okay,
I'm just saying.
He
knows how to plead. He lets AJ talk for him because he knows sometimes AJ can convince me and Andre not to get Alex.
Okay. So what you're saying.
That's their word.
So.
That's pleading the fifth.
Okay, Your Honor. So what you're saying is that once you plead the fifth, you stop talking?
You don't stop talking. You're just not going to answer that question.
That's exactly right.
You need to be quiet. Ooh.
But I wasn't addressing that situation. I was talking about something.
What I'm saying is we're going to move on to something totally different. You weren't doing that.
Oh, my God. Tuesdays, ladies and gentlemen, tune in to Groove Talk Radio. This coming week, we have, hey, Diane Floyd. Oh, she said, you all are hilarious today. Hey, Diane, it's not just only today. You know, I have to put up with this. Can you believe that? Can you?
Oh, don't try to get some sympathy. You're not innocent yourself. Diane, please listen, honey, because this man right here. After you have my blood pressure up, I got
your
to take
blood
medicine
pressure
when I get off and stuff like that. Ann, it's not the way you think it's.
Yeah, you better plead the fifth.
We go there.
I saw your face. No. You know I know how to read you, sis. No.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Just don't sit back and watch.
You know?
Okay.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
All right. Okay.
What are we talking about, William?
Okay. Tuesdays. Lord Jesus. Okay. Diane, what you trying to say? Okay.
I know he not innocent. Oh, girl, yes.
That's what I'm saying. See, even the audience knows.
We all know.
The audience knows.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
All this sympathy he wants.
Hey, guys, are you going to stick up for me out there?
Please.
You know, I hear crickets. I don't hear nothing.
And Bruce not saying nothing.
Bruce ain't saying.
Like, I know better. No,
yeah. Yeah, he's sending love and blessings to all. Yeah, I got you, Bruce.
That's right. The safe thing to do. You got a lot of sense, Bruce. Good job.
You know,
oh my God.
Than you, than me.
Oh, Tuesdays, 4 p.m. on the West Coast, 7 p.m. on the East. Tune in this Tuesdays to Groove or Swing Speaks. The topic is DEI.
Hmm.
Yes.
Diversity.
Yep.
I was trying to. Woman,
hold on. Oh my God! I know exactly what it is. How come everybody just drew a blank here? The last one is inclusion, equity, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Inclusion. Okay.
Oh boy, how was that so hard to get out? I don't understand that. But anyway, and then we have one of my swing sisters happens to be a lawyer, and awesome. So I looked up. I said, "Wait a minute, hold it. I have the subject. Let me see how this relates to the guests." And it works out perfectly because there are laws surrounding or laws that support DEI, but you have a lot of nefarious sources out here that wants to get rid of it. It's almost like going back another 40, 50 years or so, you see? And so I think it's a very, very, very important topic to cover. My brother Robert Hicks, he's the one that sent in that topic. And so we've got a lawyer coming on. We have a panel of really great people, just like we do on the Boomerang Radio Show. Don't tell Ann and Dr. Sims I said that. But we have brilliant.
You can't hear. You're right here.
Okay.
Right
yeah.
here. Okay.
All right. Okay. I thought I was having a conversation with the audience. All right. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I wasn't talking to you two at that time. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You know what, William? There's some interesting things going on. I know you have a subject, but, you know, I am on one with Marjorie Taylor Greene and all this stuff that's going on.
Oh.
She needs to shut up. I'll say this. She needs to be quiet because it's amazing how these people find fault in everybody else's business. And nobody's addressing her ill behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to get the House Speaker canceled out, I guess, because he don't flip through hoops like they want him to. And now she's trying to get him canceled. They really need to get her out of there because she's not healthy.
Mm-hmm. No, she's not. I agree with you 1,000%.
She's not healthy.
The thing about it is, if you notice, Marjorie Taylor Greene and her... and they like, you know, we can name a whole bunch of them, Jim Jordan, and we go down the line.
Okay.
But anyway, remember they got Kevin McCarthy ousted. Now, I wasn't upset about that. However,
he wasn't jumping through hoops with them either because he wanted them, regardless if it's wrong or right. And see, this is what I don't like about them, all of them charlatans up there, because if you don't dance through hoops,
yep,
and they know they're wrong, okay, in the avenue direction that they're going into. And if you don't play with the same ball that they're playing with, and I'm using layman terms mm-hmm. so in case nobody understand, because I like going that route. If you don't play ball with them, they'll find any little intricate detail to get you off. But I thought people were supposed to have a mind to think on things of their own.
Wow.
And not be basing things on loyalty, because if it's wrong, it's wrong.
That's right.
You can't make it right because of what party you belong to. If you have some values yourself, which you're supposed to stand mm-hmm. on, those principles and values, but if you're being led by the nose because somebody else has ill will, and many of them charlatans up there have some ill will if you see the current events that's happened with the people here in America.
I'm
this persuasion. Maybe I need to catch a boat back. Well, they won't have me no way. Because they said, you not our sister. Look at you. And I'm like, you know what, bruh? I can't help it because them folks that came and got us. You know, anyway, I won't go into that history.
No, that's okay. Okay. Well, you know, I tell you, I was going to do it the other way around, but I'm going to do it this way because when I sent out my post today, I wanted to talk about, oh my God, these corrupt preachers.
Oh.
And I'm glad that you're on this too, Dr. Sims, and the corrupt pastors. I mean, politicians rather. And how, with all of these things that they're doing, how does that tie into mental illness and the decline of mental health in this country, you know? Because if you look at it like this, many people are suffering right now through economics and things of their nature. And you get these charlatans like Dr. Sims said. You get them up there on Capitol Hill and with this Congress and this Senate, you know, and you think about that, and they'll promise you something. They will lie to you to your face. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. And when they get up there, they don't do anything. And speaking of Marjorie Taylor Greene, do you know she just took credit for billions of dollars that's went into her district and into Georgia? And guess what? She voted against the bill that was supposed that did that.
Wow.
And had the gall to go down and take credit for it. I mean, how brazen is that?
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And that means female too. So she swings wherever she can swing to get the attention that she needs. That's a mental problem. So, Marjorie, give a girl a call. Come on.
You know,
I'm serious about this because with this privilege, too, because of the status quo that they're in, and it's not so necessary because she's sitting up there in the White House and in her position. This goes far beyond before she got voted in.
Mm-hmm.
She's been that way. And she has a very deceptive spirit, very deceiving.
Oh,
and
no.
Then she's two-faced. I don't care what nobody says.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Sims, let me ask you this. You know what really offends me? That you take the Marjorie Taylor Greens and these guys right there, they have no problem saying that they are a Christian. They believe in the Lord. And then they go out in the backyard and shooting AK-47s and talk about we need to assassinate Nancy Pelosi. We need to assassinate Chuck Schumer. We need to assassinate. Now, you like you said, Dr. Sims, and jump right in here. They talk out both sides of their mouths. My question to you, Dr. Sims, not only are these people nut jobs, I'm just going to say it. They're nuts. But then they got millions of people that follow them. So, women, hold it. If you follow a nut, are you a nut too?
Well, a nut. What was that commercial saying? Something about the almond joy, about the nut.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
That just hit my spirit real tough.
I'm glad it did. No, I'm serious.
But to answer that question, birds of a feather flock together, period.
Okay.
When you have people who are weak in thinking and standing on their own and being led by the masses, and the Bible talks about that in Galatians, abstain from people who do what they call rivaling, and that's people who incite thoughts and who incite trouble, who just goes and produces trouble. And a lot of times people, if you've seen some of these commercials, some people just start running. So everybody start running. Nobody knows what they're running about. Okay. And nobody knows why they're running.
Right.
I'm just going to run. And then they stop and say, why are you running? Or look up in the sky. Ain't nothing up there but some clouds. And you just start looking like there is something. Everybody start looking. And nobody's seeing anything, but if you tell them that it was up there, will relay that thing. And that's what's going on in media.
It's crazy.
They are relaying this thing and saying, oh my goodness, it is up there. They'll make you see something that's not there. It's amazing. I'm playing tricks on the mind. It is amazing. So what I'm looking at,
wow.
You said something about churches too. We got to be careful with churches and when you're saying something about Christianity. People, like you said, they will stand there and do an AK-47, wipe out 10, 15 folks and say it was all in the name of the Lord. Well, they're a cockeyed lie. Because let me tell you folks out there that's spewing that hate. Because there is no separation in the word of God where he says, thou shalt not kill. That's exactly what he means. Mm-hmm. He does not say, because you stand in this status that you can do that. No, he said, don't, because guess what, babies? Y'all going to reap the repercussion behind that.
That's right.
And they think that because God has not visited their house right now, that he's not coming. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, the word of God says in Matthew 5, unto heaven and earth will not pass away. Not one jot or tittle of his word will pass away until the law has been fulfilled. All and that's right. What God says. And he says, and when he says, I see what they do, and they have decreased the value of the word of God, period. To the point where they can just about do anything that they want. I'm sick of these awards too. They getting up there and just like, the God of my salvation. And they half naked showing the coochie coo and everything. You asked me.
I sure did.
You asked me. And so, and the brothers is wearing silk suits with bow ties on the side.
What?
Come on.
Whoa.
These with no shirts on, showing the chest.
Women hold like, in church.
No, this was at the, well, they do it at church though. They just wearing these high jackets showing they, when they shout, they bend over like they have something for sale. But anyway.
And your sister's on one today. She's on one. I look here. I'm just going to let her fly. Go ahead.
I'm saying it's a travesty because who is going to be an example in these days? Because led away, and the Bible says they're being led captive through their own lust of their flesh, through the desires of their flesh, and God has nothing to do with the sinful flesh because he loads the deeds that we do in our flesh. And this is from the White House, folks at the outhouse. Who's going to be an example? How are you going to stand there? Now, I'm looking at, and folks, please, I don't want to be sounding like a malicious, stop laughing, William, but I'm very observant these days. When you have somebody, and it's a travesty how the Democrats are using our president, he can't hardly think. Okay, anyway.
And they using him.
Oh, Lord.
They are, and it's like, it's a travesty. To me, I'm watching this man. I said, something is wrong. And the doctor lied. Okay, doc, you lied, my brother. Because he did. He did because he stands there and he blinks out and things like that. And he doesn't know which way to go and things like that. There is a problem, Houston. I mean, I'm a mental health specialist. And I know that there's a problem. Okay, and they are using him for an agenda purposes. Just like the politicians and the Republicans, they're doing what they're doing for an agenda, and it has nothing to do with the betterment of my life status.
So which one are you talking about, Trump or Biden?
Both of them. Anyway.
Okay. okay.
But it has nothing to do, because they'll say anything at an election. I am so aware of this. They will say anything. Now, the same thing goes to the church. Many of them, if you have a goal or a purpose or your agenda, you just about say anything up there in the pulpit and God didn't sanction that thing. Especially when you need some money, y'all. Okay, I'm just saying. So it's facts. It is actual facts. And sometimes I hate to even, and I love God with my whole heart, but my relationship is personal, and I had to get it to being personal because I too was looking at man. I was looking, when I say man and women, I was looking at them as to be, you know, the top-notch examples, but we all have flaws, and God does love us all. But when you don't admit your error of your ways, because that's a problem.
Yep.
And that is a problem because we have people who are walking around very delusional as to what Christ remembers.
Right.
I mean, God, what Christ requires, should I say. He requires honesty. Be honest, folks. Not lying.
So, Dr. Sims.
Yes, sir.
And I think probably even when Ann was, when she was growing up, and you remember on Sundays, the churches were full. They were packed.
Yes, sir.
They were packed. And you didn't get there early. You didn't have a seat.
In most cases, especially with the church was small, you just stood.
Okay. But now you can find a seat anywhere.
I blame a lot of it on what we have going on in our political climate. One of the saddest things I've heard, you know, is that there are a group of people who now believe, when they hear the word Christian, they think of terrorism.
Isn't that something?
That is just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
That they have defamed the name of our God to the point where people believe that it's synonymous with terrorism.
Right. That's right.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, go ahead, William.
Yeah. No, I really hate to interrupt. I'm going to play something real quick, but you are so right. It's God and guns right now. I heard something stupid. Mm-hmm. I'm always hearing something stupid. Anytime you turn on the news, there's something stupid going on. Mm-hmm. And it was like, God loves the rich. And then so, there was somebody who played that clip. But you know, you have these other shows where they'll play clips. This person's not necessarily on that show, but they'll play a clip of something somebody said it was stupid. And he says, no, Jesus was just the opposite. Okay. Like, God loves the rich. And they,
God loves everybody.
Yeah, but
he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Okay.
He so loved the world, not just rich people, not just white people, not just men.
Come on, that's hard.
Okay, and let me do this. I'm gonna play this, and I want commentary from both of you when we come right back. Okay, all right. On this. All right, let's go here. All right, let's get this baby going here. What's happening? Okay, I'm going to stop this just for a second, and then I'm going to go back, and we're going to talk to the panel until I get this thing up here. So, Dr. Sims, I'm going to cut my camera, and I'm going to take care of this, all right? So you and Ann continue to
comment. You're going to cut your camera for what?
Because I... I'm not talking to Dr. Sims right now. Oh, okay, let's do this.
Number 9, stealing from the needy. In the west side of Chicago, a church run by Reverend Clarence Smith Jr., called the New Life Impact Church, served as a safe place for lost souls in the neighborhood. It was a place where the hungry could be fed. At least that's what it was supposed to be. In reality, the Reverend was stealing from his members. Hundreds of thousands of dollars that came from a federally funded program to feed children in need was taken by Smith. What did he spend that money on, you might ask? Well, $142,000 of it was spent on a Bentley, and more was spent on other luxury goods, and that's just what was uncovered in 2020. Smith has a long history of financial deviancy. 10 years prior, the Reverend was accused of swindling an elderly man. He supposedly used multiple signature forgeries to get over 100 grand from the poor guy. And that's not where his money troubles and sketchy behavior started. In 2012, he owed $80,000 in restitution fees, but he filed personal bankruptcy to get out of it. Plus, he'd been sued twice by companies meant to supply food after he bailed on their contracts. And he's 8 grand overdue on his church's property taxes.
There's one simple vision ritual anyone can use to enhance their sight. Did you know that vision impairments have nothing to do with your eyes? The eyes are simply a camera for the part of the brain responsible for your sight. Here's the truth. No matter what type of glasses you wear or what eye treatments you try, you're only treating the symptoms, not the root cause. Top researchers from the University of Cambridge have made a new discovery. While studying a lesser-known area of the brain, these researchers found that vision issues stem from one single root cause. More importantly, they've unveiled a simple 7-second vision ritual you can begin to apply tonight, which is now shown to improve vision. Even 70-year-old patients who were entirely dependent on their glasses for over 7 years are now seeing better than ever. Tap the Watch Now button below to watch a free informative video and learn more. Remember, no need for a doctor or spend hundreds of dollars. This is something you can easily do from home. Already, over 110,000 people of various ages are using this 7-second ritual and can finally see clearly even in low-light situations. Just imagine being able to cherish the world around you again. However, the billion-dollar eyewear industry has twice before removed this special presentation from the internet in a desperate move to safeguard their profits. Tap the Watch Now button below.
Okay. Wow. Any comment? Wait a minute. What's that?
It was a breath of fresh air.
I will
the entire
say
performance.
That.
Hold on one second.
You just felt good inside. We are leaving here as high
hold
as
on
a kite.
One second.
I think I lost 10 pounds. I feel lighter. It was really a wonderful experience.
What they did tonight was a form of medicine. It was a perfect prescription for joy and pageantry and beauty and honor,
said,
and
yes,
we
ma'am,
need it.
You can feel the love.
All right.
I agree. We have our own minds to think. We don't need someone trying to coerce my thoughts. I agree. This is the bait of Satan sitting in authority over our country. Wow.
I totally agree.
I do believe we are witnessing the beginning of the falling away that the Bible talks about.
That is very sad. And the people that are perpetrating this know this, and they're looking like they're trying to speed it up. You know,
well,
I
don't know if it's necessarily them. It's like whenever you get to the conclusion of a good book, it's like when you're going towards the climax, it seems like events just start going faster and faster. I mean, have you ever noticed that? And this kind of feels like that, like we're getting to the climax of this story of sin and humanity. Mm. But, you know, that's just my perspective.
You have people out here that will literally try to destroy humanity as we know it for whatever gain there is. And I think it's, you know, the old saying is, you gonna cut off your nose to spite your face. Mm-hmm. We all know that we need your nose, so why would you do that? There's gotta be some evil demonic spirit, Dr. Sims, that are driving these people to do what they're doing. I don't understand it.
I was getting ready to say that. The word of God says, and it is written, except the days be short and the very elect are going to be fooled. Mm-hmm. If you know that as soon as you get up, you got to go back to bed again.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm probably stretching it out there, but that's what it feels like. Monday starts and then you're already at the end of the week again. And mm-hmm. so the days are just flying by. Annie alluded to, you know, the word of God. We are in Revelation, folks. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like they're escalating. And I told my daughter, I said, they're escalating these attacks and these people going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and doing all kind of crazy stuff before the election. There is an agenda, folks. There is an agenda, and they're looking for an expected end in their favor, regardless if it's Democrats or Republicans. There is an expected end that they're looking for, and as I first stated, it has nothing to do with the care of me or care of you. Or the best outcome of your life. Mm-hmm. It has to do with power within them, their structure. And anybody they can trample on. And guess what? I had to stop watching some. And William, I've been sending you and Mike a whole lot of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And some things and some clips. And I'm paying close attention. Mm-hmm. And I says, you know, and everybody exposing everybody now. They tell on everybody like that.
Yeah.
They are exposing everything. Well, God says in the last days he's going to do this sort of thing anyway. And then he says, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon flesh, all flesh. And I was really sitting on the couch and I was dialoguing with the Lord because I need a clear understanding because, Diane, you said it best about Satan. He's an authoritative figure in this land and he's cutting up. Mm. Okay. And he's cutting up because his time is not long. So what better bodies? He has to have a body for his demons and he's going to use the people. And then too, I blame them, sadistic people like Bill Gates and all of them planting all this lead-based food, talking about genetically modified. I wish he would. Let him eat it and get modified. My thing is this, is because genetically modified means something that is altered and changed, okay? Mm-hmm. They now growing chicken in steel tanks. The lettuce don't even taste the same. I said, Lord, is this leather that we got?
Oh, you said leather.
I'm serious, because they'll make it so refined, it'll make it look like lettuce. Some of the rice, it's even proven, and I know I might be off the mark, it's been proven that they boil and it bounces like a ball. Okay. So okay.
And snow, bounce like a ball.
And snow, they light up snow and it won't even melt. So what's up with that feature? Everything that is being brought is not a lie. But then they'll paint another delusional picture, make you think you crazy because you done discovered something. And then the thing is this, I heard something, last night while I was watching the news. The man says that, you know, AI could fry the hamburger and the fries and this, that, and the other. He said, because nobody wants those jobs. Well, he is a liar. See, what they done was they can save money, okay? They don't have to pay insurance. They don't have to be liable to stuff. They can just push a button on this AI. AI is making burgers, patting them down, and serving them, okay? Mm-hmm. We are being replaced, folks, and people need to get this. And so now, and I'm going to jump back to the churches. The churches have to do, some of the leaders have to do acrobats to get some of their money. Don't let me go there. But anyway, some of the things that they have to do, and I'm not trying to be hard on specifically the churches, but we need to remove some of those folks whose agendas are not godly. It is truth, because with my studies in the Word of God, from what I'm seeing, they are like some of these old kings that used to be in the old, back in the Old Testament. They are not godly, but they projected to love the Lord. But then too, if you know, my question to you is, what Lord you talking about?
Right.
There are many lords on this earth. And then too, they have set up idols within their own hearts.
Right.
And they're walking around like they're gods. And so, but the people, if you notice the things I've been sending you, William, I said, listen closely, get woke. You better wake up. That's my whole thing. Because this is not Memorex. This is live. This is for real. The things that are going to happen, that are coming down the pipeline. That's why the rich are digging the houses underground. Y'all didn't think I know that, did you? Yeah. Coming all in there and the better food. But the Bible says, the Word of God said, it is written, there will be no hiding place.
All right.
No hiding place. So all them tunnels that you're digging with all that concrete, you building all that kind of stuff like bunkers and stuff. Guess who made the concrete? Okay, come on.
Right.
With it. All right. So now, you're going to leave me up here like Saddam Hussein did his army. My son was over there. And they were over there starving, trying to fight a battle that wasn't their battle. And my son told me, he says, Mom, he said, when we got there, he said, they kissed the back of our hand, because all Saddam Hussein gave his army was a morsel of rice and put him in a hole and told him to just go start shooting. But he was down below in the middle of the earth, lavish bunker. My son went there with gold and showers and tubs and all kinds of things. He said, this is real to life, folks. And the reason why I jumped there, I need to paint this picture when it comes to some of our leaders, our pastors, and not, and our pastors are supposed to be examples. They're supposed to talk against this vile stuff that is going on. Why are they not doing it?
That's right.
Okay. Why are they stuck on this? Like, oh, if I come against it, then guess what? They're going to come after me. Okay. And you're supposed to suffer, as Matthew 5 says. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you. And say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. But Lord, Lord says, rejoice, for great is your reward.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
So guess what? You are not doing what you're supposed to do. And then God says, nothing compares to the glory that shall be revealed to us. So y'all get into the Word of God and stop making up stuff.
Yeah, stop making up stuff. You know, this is the thing about it, Dr. Simpson. That's why I wanted to get your opinion, too. And again, I want to tie this to mental health. And what I was saying about this, you take people of power and people who have, that you look at as your leaders. Okay. Number one, I don't look at anybody except to my leader except for God. God is my leader. I do not look at a politician as a leader. I do not look at a preacher as a leader. I don't give a hoot who you are. I don't have but one leader.
You couldn't pass the resume for the
I don't care. Oh, guess what? Flunk me.
That's why I started laughing when you were
fire talking. Me.
I had a flashback.
Look here. I don't care. I don't care. That's why I've been fired so many times.
Lord bless
you. I wear it as a badge of honor because I stood for what was right. Had nothing to do with my performance. Okay.
Right.
I had a job that discriminated on one of my black employees. And I stood up for him. And my demise was when I took it all the way up to home office. Wow. I guess they say, hey, we got to get rid of this guy.
Well, they don't like when you speak out anyway.
Absolutely.
That's even today. They don't want you to have a voice. Because
exactly.
Dictatorship.
And so
I don't want a group of charlatans telling me what's best for my life. They don't care for my life.
That's exactly right. And so then this other job I got fired on, I had a knucklehead boss. He was just a knucklehead. And so he wrote up a report that was completely wrong. So I told him that he better take it off. He better change it.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a more diplomatic way.
Dr. Sim, it's a little too late now.
Oh, yeah, diplomacy is not your strong suit, partner.
Goodness gracious.
I was right, but
didn't say you weren't right.
There's an approach, right, Ann? There's an approach.
You know, I was so angry at that clown. I didn't want to be nice.
Wow.
Yes.
And you know, and the thing about let me tell you what my demise was. Let me tell you what my demise was, because I knew that. Okay, I knew I was more skilled than he was. Uh-huh. Okay, but my demise, you know, like I said, the demise was when I came and told him what he better do, and so he caught me. You don't believe this? I got fired when I was on vacation.
Well, yeah.
No. Let me tell you.
I was scared.
And so, hey guys, but you got to hear the reason why he fired me.
Why? Mm.
Because I didn't answer a client's phone call when I was on vacation.
They were looking for a reason.
That was no reason. And so then what happened? I called my client, and because I left all 40 numbers, okay. Client, if you call, you call this person in the back office, and I left two people in place, okay, that my calls should have been transferred, or the client had access to two people in the office while I was gone.
Wow.
So that was, anyway, you know, I guess what? If I was still working there, I wouldn't be here.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
So, that's okay.
All things work together for the good.
Isn't it something? Right. But you know, sometimes, you know, we get to a place where we lose something, then we give up. You know, we give up. Don't ever give up, because God will open another door for you. You just have to open it or see that door. There's a possibility, you know, of going forward. And, you know, that's always my message to anyone. But these mental health and these preachers and these politicians, think about this. You are a child and you got two awful parents. Two awful parents. Your outcome may not be too good. And in many cases, it's proven that these children have issues. Let's say you have abusive parents, physically, mentally, whatever it is. The outcome may not be, the odds are that they may not be good to you at all. And Dr. Sims, you may attest to that. Now take it up a higher level. You go into a preacher that you may trust more than your parent. And you abuse psychologically that way. And then you have some preachers that I read something today or listened to something today where these preachers were, molesting children, molesting. We've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. The psychological impact there. And then we talked earlier about, look at the churches today versus the churches going back when we were attending church at a very, very young age.
They were doing it back then too. Yes, they were.
I understand that. However, yeah. I think that that you have too many people out here that's taking that as, taking this thing, or a ministry as, oh man, this is a way I can hustle. This is a way I can, they don't care. Which, my question goes to you, Dr. Sims. Someone who goes to that extreme, someone, and someone, and they stand up in the pulpit. To me, I wouldn't dare stand in the pulpit. I'd be scared the Lord would strike me. I wouldn't dare do that. In my opinion, I need your opinion on this. As a professional, do they really believe in God, or they can't believe in God and do this? I mean, how do those things go together? You can't say, I love the Lord, I believe in the Lord, and turn around and scam somebody.
Before you say something, Dr. Sims, can I just tell you a funny story? It just popped into my head. My husband and I, we used to work together at this phone company early in our marriage. And there was this one guy who said he was a preacher. And he was so low down. Oh, he was so low down. That's true. But he came one day and he was telling us that he was at church, and the people came down front or somebody for prayer or whatnot. He said, and something happened. He just kind of blacked out, and mm-hmm. all he knows is the person got some type of blessing. I don't want to say healing, but mm-hmm. something happened. Andre said the Holy Spirit actually took over from me, and this joker can remember it because this person needed a blessing, but we got to use this particular blessing.
That's why you can't remember. That's why he switched yo. But you know what? And that's true. And to go a little further in this question, listen, that's just like one man said that, you know, I'm the one to pray. I'm the one to do it. But right. See, his raggedy life came out in a sister that he was sleeping with, trying to heal her.
Oh, okay? Right.
Demons, listen, folks, demons will tell on you. They will tell on you.
Oh, like, Lord.
Come on. She said, wait a minute.
They'll rat you out? Just
no. She said, wait a minute. You and I was just together the other night. Uh-oh. You talking about come
right,
out.
Right.
Okay. So it scared him. I know,
oh, my God.
Because the spirit told on him. And like you said, and blanked out. That's right.
Oh, my God.
The Lord's like, my child gonna get the healing.
Lord.
Well, you got some explaining to do.
You got some, look here. Did I tell you ladies, did I tell you about that this particular wife, in church service, her husband is the preacher, right? She took care of business right there in church at this 11 a.m. service. The mistress had to be sitting there on the front pew a few seats down from the wife. The wife got up in the middle of the service. Church is packed. Went up on the pulpit and reached all the way back to left field and slapped the Jesus.
First you wouldn't.
You heard that. Slapped the Jesus. Well, there was another lady walked in. He was having a church service, and she's pregnant.
Wow.
She walked up in front and told everybody, I'm pregnant, and this is his baby.
Oh,
they were escorting her out. She says, no, this is his baby. And so they were getting ready. And see, this is... I have a problem with people voting people in, okay, into positions like that. To me, you have to be anointed, called, and sent on missions like that, because you're dealing with God's sheep. But when you have these charlatans that have a scamish nature, a hustle nature, because I work for group homes, too, as far as men coming out of prison, and their whole thing was, oh, from prison to the pulpit.
Isn't it something?
You can get some. And I've heard this, and they set themselves up. We've got some silly captive women out in the world that believe everything and anything. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, getting to your statement, your question, William, about all of this stuff that's going on in our churches, they had to learn that from somebody. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about molestation and things like that, and having troubled parents. Mm. It's a travesty. One of the things that I, even this past Thursday,
I say when the home structure gets right, then the church will be fine.
Mm.
Because whatever spirits they leave the home, they come with them and sit right there on the pews with them.
Mm.
And so, and I'm not saying everybody, because there's some people I believe that love the Lord. I'm one of them. Okay.
Amen.
Y'all have your own testimony, but I know mine. You understand? Amen. And so I'm saying that you could be right there in the church and have a battleground at home. Mm-hmm. And still professing that you love the Lord. Well, wait a minute. The Lord said, my peace I leave with you always. Okay, so live peacefully with all men. Mm-hmm. Come on here. Right. Try your best to. Some of them you feel like knocking out. I'm just going to be real. Okay, even after they read a scripture, you know what their lifestyle is like. One of the things the Lord told me, and I'm sharing this with media, he said, all things as it appears is not as it seems. And as it seems, it's not as it appears.
Mm.
You have to look with a spiritual eye. You need to know who labors among you. That don't just mean for pastors looking over the congregation. You better look up in that pulpit and see what's laboring among you as well. Because there's a criteria for them. There is a plan that God has for everybody. My thing is this. When you have men of the cloth, who are raping and molesting children.
Come on.
And have no sense of consciousness and getting up there and preaching the loving word of God and have no kind of feeling about what they're doing, no kind of guilt or repentant spirit. That is a dangerous, demonic individual. When the Lord said, it's best that you not touch one of my little ones.
Amen.
Said, if you do, hang, you should go ahead. I'm paraphrasing. I'm telling you, go ahead, hang a millstone around your neck. You might as well cast it behind in the sea, because God honors his children. They are precious in his sight. And how dare you? How dare you? You have fathers who are molesting their daughters, their biological children, with no kind of remorse. Well, we got it in the White House, folks. So if the White House is crazy, okay, and it's trickling on down, it's been in the church for years. This ain't just something just happened. I believe it just got to the point where they just really don't reverence their position.
Amen.
In God. They don't reverence the children of God, because I'm supposed to go to church and get healing, not go and fight, okay?
Right, right,
I'm supposed to get me some act right, William, okay? Right. And not go fight.
William.
She was giving you hints.
Yeah, I'm not. I caught the hint, but I'm not taking any.
See, it's that rebellion spirit that you got that you, I'm going
to
no,
uh-uh.
No, no, but listen, I just wanted to say this.
I don't want to act right.
Okay.
We know.
We already know. Lord have mercy, help from Jesus. Did I tell you I looked up the Tasmanian devil?
I
got it from Dr. Demery.
You know that's not right.
I need to go and see what the Tasmanian devil looked like.
Oh,
he's the only one squatting in the wilderness.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you how close it is. Okay, my thing is this little old something out there just squawking over nothing. Just out there.
Squawking over nothing.
Well, wait a minute. You just...
I bring substance.
I'm not talking about... I'm talking about the animal that I looked at.
We ain't talking about... Oh, so what does that have to do with me?
I have to make a comparison.
You ain't making... How you going to compare me to an animal and tell me you ain't talking to me? No, look. You're not going to get away with that. I know you're a doctor of psychology and all this kind of stuff, but no. I'm not having it.
I just happened to look it up. How
you...
And so I looked at him, I said, look at this right here. Look at this. Okay. And then she wrapped it up in the blanket, and when his mouth was shut, I said, that favors William, Jesus. Help me.
See? All right. Okay. I'm going to, boy,
I'm
oh
sorry,
boy. William. No, you ain't sorry. No, you lying right now. You ain't sorry at all.
I'm somewhat sorry. I'm working my way back all the way. Okay.
No. There's no in between. There's no in between here, Dr. Sim.
Now,
do you think I'm going to let you off the hook on this?
No,
you know good and well. No, you're paying for this. You are paying dearly. Diane is laughing at you.
I am not afraid of you. Diane. Your sister, your brother, your son. I'm not scared of you. Okay? No,
Hey, well, you know why? Because I'm 2,500 miles away. That's why.
Wait a minute. If you were around the corner,
okay.
I have to catch you
at a neutral place, because I know you're packing, so I ain't coming to your house.
Oh,
church.
You watch out for the church because they got them in the church too.
Oh, don't stop. You know, I tell you another funny story. Oh my God. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. We can't stay on subject, on topic today. It ain't happening. So, okay, just get to it. Used to it. I remember I was in Los Angeles at this big church, right? Diane said, how I wish I could be on with y'all.
Diane, I'm
going to
get
day.
You on my show. You and Ann.
Right. Okay, exactly. So check this out. I'm in the choir. I'm in the choir stand. And this preacher's up there. He's preaching. He's sweating. And so he reaches in his back pocket to get his handkerchief. That was a big old Colt 45 on his hip. I said, Lord, where?
He said, just in case the devil come to church this week. You know?
He got found out about something. Okay.
And you know, and it looked like he just polished it too because it was shining.
You know what?
Well, the way they come to church is shooting up people.
I am serious about this, Dr. Sim. And
wait a minute. And the reverence, and I call it like this.
Oh my God.
There's nothing wrong with the church, God's church.
Oh Lord.
The church.
Excuse
but it's
me.
Wrong with the people that's coming to the building we call church. I don't want to get that twisted because God is not tainted.
Amen.
But my thing is we do the tainting. We bring the delusional pictures. We do all kind of stupid crap. And because like I said,